Hey everyone, this is Paul with ConvertingCopy.com, and today let's talk about how to bolster your sales letter. So you finished writing your sales letter, but you're reading over it and you're deciding that maybe it's coming up a little bit too short. Maybe you haven't made a strong enough case to really push your customer over the edge, or your potential customer over the edge, and converting them into an actual paying customer. Or really just converting whatever it is that you want, but we are talking about a sales letter specifically. So it's not just about adding things for the sake of adding things and making your sales letter longer. If you set everything that you have to say, then there's no need to just puff it up for the sake of a longer read. That's going to distract people, lose their attention, and it's going to do more damage than good. I'm talking about, again, if you haven't made a strong enough case and you think your letter's a little too thin, here are some things that you can do. First off, we have a story. Everyone loves a great story, and a personal story is a great way to draw them into your product, whatever it is that you're promoting, your service, your product, and really make them feel a personal connection with you. Put yourself in their shoes and talk about how you've experienced the exact same problems they've had in the past. And that's going to draw them in and bring them and put them on your side, which is a great way to start off. And it seems like a cliche, and it is a cliche, but it's a cliche because it works so well. So never overlook the power of a good story in your sales letter. Next, we have heaven versus hell, which means that you're going to point out what is going to happen to your potential customer if they don't purchase your product right then and there. You know, you could talk about some worst case scenarios, remind them of why they're having their problem in the first place and why your product is the solution. Third, we have the only buy if. This is a nifty little trick where you impress upon your reader the things which they should look for in a product in that niche to solve their problem. Not necessarily your product, which, you know, you're not, that's the great thing about this strategy is you're not selling your product to them during this strategy. They don't realize that. You're basically just acting as kind of a, someone who's kind of reviewing this niche as a whole, and you're putting in your two cents for the things which they should be looking for. But what you're really doing is listing off all the things in bullet format, if you would like, all the features which your product has. So you want them to have all these things fresh in their mind and recognize that your product has these and maybe someone else's doesn't. Which brings me to my next point you can add in your sales letter, straight up comparisons. This is in the same vein, but you can just flat out compare your product to other products in your niche in detail, and you can lay out why yours is better, straight out, theirs versus yours, why yours comes out on top, and why they shouldn't even waste any time looking into their competitors or your competitors, because you already have the best product in your niche, and you have just laid out why in this point. And then finally, you want to say intended audience. We can talk about who should be buying this product. You want to explicitly lay out the criteria for who should be buying this product, which is ideally anyone reading this is going to fall into that category. But you should say, you know, if you have this problem and you've tried this and this and this, then this product is for you. You are the person who should buy this product. And that says, and that puts in your reader's mind, you know, they're definitely going to say to themselves, that's me, whether it's conscious or not, they're going to realize that, or have that in their minds that they fall into that category and they are the intended audience here. And just as importantly, maybe conversely, you want to go a bit overstated on who shouldn't buy your product. You want to lay out some clear lines of the kind of people that your readers, quite frankly, don't want to be. So in order to avoid that, they're going to purchase your product by saying who the intended audience is not. So, you know, if you want to keep having these problems, if you're stubborn and you're not going to take control of your issue once and for all, then no, this product is not for you. And again, a little bit cliche if you've seen it before, but it definitely, definitely works, okay? And just Something else to keep in mind, you can always sprinkle in more and more testimonials. You can never have too many positive testimonials for your product. And I like to use that word sprinkle because you kind of salt and pepper them in all over your sales letter so that while you're doing your other techniques, while you're maybe weaving in a few of these different tactics in your sales letter, you can also, your reader will also be constantly reminded that there are other people in their exact spot. At least it's implied that that's the case, that these are people who are experiencing the exact same problem as these people are having, and they're giving a positive testimonial for your product, which is just going to reinforce and assuage their guilt or worries or fears or doubts or anything that is holding them back and keeping them from jumping over onto your side of the fence. All right, so next time you find your sales letter is a little bit too thin, you think it might need a little bit of bolstering, try these tactics, thicken it out, make a stronger case, and close the sale. All right, thank you very much for watching this video. I will see you guys next time.